October has typically been a month when the Saratoga Springs City Center hosts the Northeast Arms Collectors Association's gun show. The City Center's longest recurring tenant, the trade show, was founded by David Petronas more than 30 years ago. But this summer, Petronas said the City Center told him his August show would be his last, as there were no more available dates over the next year. Petronas said he's taking his October sale downstate.
And now we're way down in Fishkill for this weekend's gun show. And we're at the Ramada Inn right off of Route 9. They want us there. They invited us down, and we're there.
City Center President Mark Baker did not return a request for comment Thursday. While the gun show has been praised by supporters and was even attended by State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, it has grown increasingly controversial within the city, especially after mass shootings like Sandy Hook, which brought protesters to the steps of the City Center. Earlier this year, the Saratoga Springs Democratic Committee adopted an official opposition to the sale of guns at the City Center. And last week, Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione, who is campaigning for re-election, delivered a petition in support of the gun show with more than 2,000 signatures to the City Center Board. Petronas said he's awaiting a response from the City Center Board, but is unsure the petition would change any minds. The issue was brought before the Saratoga Springs City Council on Tuesday by resident David Bronner. Bronner asked the City Council to take action and adopt a resolution stating its formal position on the gun show.
Saratoga Springs, as we all know, is a welcoming, open city, diverse city. But perhaps it appears at this point it's only that, except for gun owners, gun traders, and gun show attendees. And that's unfortunate.
At the meeting, Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen, a Democrat, said he had no objections to the gun show whatsoever.
My concern is making sure that the City Center is busy. I don't care if they have gun shows or dog shows or what they have. I think it's important they stay busy. I think it's best that the City Council leave that determination of their schedule to the City Center.
Though the City Center is a quasi-public agency, it has its own independent board of directors. Mayor Joanne Yepsen said she was thrilled with the direction the City Center is moving.
I'm sorry if it's canceled out somebody that's been there for 30 years, but again, that is their prerogative to fill the spaces as they see fit.
Of Marchione's petition, Yepsen, a Democrat, said Saratoga Springs is an important voting block in the 43rd Senate District.
And our constituents here don't want her to be spreading petitions. What they want to know is where she stands on issues, including who she supports as the next president of the United States.
Marchione did not respond to requests for comment Wednesday or Thursday. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.